Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
First thing is first, we want to say a prayer. Please. God, we thank you, Lord, for everything. And we love you so much. Please protect our family, our loved ones, and our kids, even our enemies, my God. And let us all be safe always. And may we all just never forget God and always say your prayer. We love you and we thank you, Lord. May we all have a nice, safe day today. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no worries. So welcome, everybody. Everybody who wants to be a part and to know they're a part of it, come stand with me, you guys, because we didn't do this alone. Come on, partners.
The chief is a couple minutes out.
Okay. So, peace and blessings, everybody. Happy everything. Welcome, everybody, here. I want to say that this is our actual 10-year gun buyback, where we have got thousands and thousands of guns off the streets, approximately over 5,000. Probably 1,000 of them are assault rifles. And all these guns that we have, a lot is questioned. What do you do with the guns that we have? Well, I'm going to show you what we do with the guns that we have. We destroy them. With the help of our community partners, SFPD, SVIP, city officials, the mayor, the senator. We have Mothers Against Moms Demand Action. We got the Brady Campaign. We got Damien right here, Us for Us. We have West Bay. We have United Players. We have the private sector. We have the community. This what makes a gun buyback so successful is that we do it in collaboration with everybody. We do it with the reentry population. The outreach that was done for the gun buyback has been done by mothers who lost their kids to gun violence, and then we have 20 guys who are reentry, restorative justice, who did life sentences in prison for the same act that we stopping, and now they come back, and they help us destroy these guns. These guns right here would never, ever hurt or harm or kill anybody again, because with these guns that we destroy, we actually make art out of it. And if you look at our gun buyback flyers, that right there is made out of 100% guns. The Warriors just purchased that. It will be at the Chase Center. And so we are actually doing this in real life. Takes all of us and none of us. And so what I like to do is bring on some of our partners that's going to speak and share with you about the gun buyback. I would like to bring up our senator, who's been very instrumental in being very vigilant in helping out so many different issues, but one of them at the top is senseless gun violence. So I want to welcome our Senator Scott Wiener.
Thank you, Rudy. And first of all, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank United Players for everything that this amazing organization does to make our community safer. Yes, getting guns off the street, helping people reintegrate into society after spending a lot of time in prison and coming out when people really struggle, and saving those lives, and making sure that our young people have a path to a great life, and taking those young people under this organization's wings early to help them stay safe and healthy. So this is a life-saving organization, and so I just really, really want to thank UP for everything that it does. My heart is so broken for all the people who are dead because of gun violence, and their families and their communities that are impacted and changed and harmed forever. We saw just recently, which was just so personal for me, what happened in Colorado Springs and Club Q. where someone came in with an assault weapon and massacred five people and injured another 24. And thankfully, a very brave veteran and a very brave transgender woman took him down and ended that and saved a lot of lives. But they shouldn't have had to do that. And why on earth did he have access to a weapon of war? And we see that happening all the time. We see it with the mass shootings, most of which don't even make headlines. We see it in our community all too often, not mass shootings, but people who are shooting other people because they have access to guns. And anything that we can do to get these guns off our streets, because we know, despite what the NRA and all of the gun lobby people say, the number of guns does matter. It's not just about mental health. It's about easy access to guns. And the more guns that we have in our country, the easier access we have to guns, the more people are going to die. We know that gun violence in California is higher at our border with Nevada than it is further away from the border. Why is that? Because it's easy to get guns in Nevada. So gun buybacks and this gun buyback, every gun that's taken off the street, each one of these guns that disappears, that gets taken apart, that means fewer people get shot because that gun can't shoot anyone anymore. So this is life-saving work, and it's so important to get the word out so that people know, because there are people who have guns that want to get rid of it, but they don't know what to do, and they can show up, and that no questions asked, no one's going to ask them where they got it or if it's legal. They can just show up and drop off the gun and get some cash and drive off, and that's the end of it, and that's one less gun that's going to be here to shoot and kill someone and change their community's lives forever. So thank you, UP, and let's get some guns off the street.
Call you, brother. No, I don't. There you go. How you doing, Chief?
Man. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. First of all, thanks for being here. I want to just reiterate some things that Senator Wiener said about gun violence in the city. Facts are this: year in and year out, between 60 and 70, sometimes higher, percent of our deaths, our homicides, are firearm related. And when you think about that, that is staggering. Year in and year out, we have tens of thousands of people in this country who either injured or killed at the hands of guns. And our city is no different from any other place in this country. It has gotten out of control. I get questions all the time about gun buybacks and whether they make a difference and whether it's worth the effort. And I will say what I've always said: yes, it does make a difference, and yes, it is worth the effort. These guns end up in the wrong hands, and people get hurt, and people die. And we're not even talking about the other side of this issue of people who take their own lives with guns, which is a staggering number in and of itself. I want to thank United Players, Rudy Corpus and his entire team, Senator Wiener, Supervisor Dorsey, I know a mayor I think is on the way, but everybody who supports this gun buyback, because we have to do better. We have to do better in terms of reducing the amount of carnage on our streets at the hands of guns. Now, it's the holiday season, and usually that's a joyous time of year for many of us. But for a lot of people, it's a really, really painful time of year because their loved ones have been taken by guns. My ask for anybody who's listening to this message is, let's not lose another life. Have another mother or father, aunt, uncle, brother, cousin, friend, have to go through next holiday without the people that are here this holiday because they've lost their lives to gun violence. We have to work together on this issue. We have to do better, and we have to support initiatives like this. So for those of you that want to turn in your guns, no questions asked, you get some cash, and you do some good for our society and our city. So please support this effort. And again, I want to thank everybody who helped put this together, and United Players was always on the streets with us trying to make things better and reduce gun violence. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Matt Dorsey. I am the supervisor for this district. Welcome to District 6. It is an honor to be here with United Players. And you know, when I was appointed to the Board of Supervisors about 7 months ago, I know the headlines tended to focus on the fact that I spent 2 years in the police department working for my former boss and friend, Bill Scott. But you know, there were 14 years that I spent in the San Francisco City Attorney's Office that taught me a lot about city government and a lot about the law. And during that time, there were a couple of cases that went up to the US Supreme Court. One was called Heller, one was called McDonald, that made any kind of meaningful gun control very difficult in the United States of America. And what makes it more difficult is the political dynamic in Washington that makes meaningful gun control virtually impossible. And hopefully we will change that in years to come. But until then, community-based organizations are the best hope we've got, and there is not a finer community-based organization doing the work of anti-violence than United Players. So it's an honor to be here. You know, it's important to do this, and I was pleased to hear from the chief that these kinds of programs work. I'm a believer in them as well. But it's also important to point out that the work that United Players does against violence isn't just getting guns off the street, although getting guns off the street is incredibly important. It's also providing programming for youth, providing programming and a place for the reentry community. And I will say, as somebody from the recovery community, you know, getting to work with the folks from United Players, we are united, I think, in so many ways as a faith community almost, because we believe in the possibility of redemption. That is fundamentally what United Players is all about. That's what a gun buyback is about. No questions asked. What's important is get the guns off the street. So thank you, United Players. Thank you to all the partners for the police department, Senator Wiener, Mayor Breed. And with that, I'd like to bring up Mayor London Breed.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey, and thank you, Rudy and United Players, for always being at the forefront of trying to address many of the challenges around violence that exist in our city. I really appreciate Rudy and his consistency, because oftentimes there are sometimes many people or many organizations, they step up, they may do something, but then they go away. United Players doesn't go away. It not only steps up and does what's necessary to address the challenges of violence in our city, it aggressively pursues justice and support to ensure that we have people growing up in safe communities, from our children to our adults to our seniors to those who have struggled with the criminal justice system. They provide that second chance, that opportunity for what Supervisor Dorsey spoke of, redemption. And what's most challenging, you know, when you grow up in an environment where gun violence is normal. And in fact, you know, growing up in the Fillmore, I thought that this is just how everyone lived. You think that it's the norm. And eventually, sometimes you can get sucked in it yourselves and think that this is how you are able to live and survive in your neighborhood and in this city. And what United Players tries to do is say that there is another way, there's another option. There's a chance to turn things around. And I see Maddie Scott coming up, and one of the things I appreciate most about her is just her consistency and the work that she tries to do to help end violence and get guns off the streets, because that's what this is about. Most of the people and most of the neighborhoods impacted by gun violence, one of the things that we all share in common is the heartbreak from the loved ones that we lost because of guns. The heartbreak and the hopelessness and the frustration and the despair. We share that hole in our hearts because I'll tell you, almost everyone probably has a loved one and somebody that they care about that they miss to this very day because they sadly lost them tragically to gun violence. So why are we here today? We're here because we want to provide an opportunity for people to turn in their guns, for people to turn their lives around by turning in their guns, by getting these guns off the street. United Players, since they started this gun buyback, has been able to get over 2,500 guns and semi-automatic weapons and things that should not even be in the hands of people off the streets. That's lives saved. Every gun that we get off the street is a life saved. The impacts that it has can't even hardly be measured. And so what I appreciate is that we're doing this time and time again. We are consistent in providing this opportunity, no questions asked. This Saturday, right in this location, between 8 and 12 noon, no questions asked. This is an incredible community and police department partnership to address safety in our city. So I want to thank you all for being here, and thank you for getting the word out. Thank you to the United Players community, and thank you so much for everything you continue to do. We have so much work to do, and just recently I've heard about even a recent tragedy of someone that I grew up with who was just killed. And the sad reality about this and why this is so hurtful is because it happens too often. It's become too common. That's somebody's father, that's somebody's brother, that's somebody's uncle, that's somebody's cousin, that's somebody's loved one, that's somebody's son, lost. All of these people hurt because a gun took his life. This is why we're here. We're here because it's so important to us. So I want to send a message out and plea to people who are out there with those guns, turn them in. No questions asked. Saturday is an opportunity to save a life. Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor London Breed. Before I bring up our last speaker, and I always save somebody from the restorative justice community, my brother who has did a life sentence in prison, who actually sat on a shelf on a row, but it's back, instead of taking lives, it's giving life. And so, you're right, I just wanna be real clear before I bring the brother up. We're not against the Second Amendment. You got the right to defend and protect your family and your loved ones by all means. Our whole thing is based on senseless gun violence. It doesn't matter when a bullet leaves one of these guns. It doesn't matter if you black, you white, you young, you old, you rich, or you poor. It's gonna destroy everything in its path. You could be gay or you could be straight. It doesn't matter. And so all what we're doing with all our community partners here, and what I didn't share is, us for us, youth came out and did some gun buyback outreach. The youth came out. So I wanna acknowledge that. Don't forget about these youngsters who stepping forefront to the plate and want to end senseless gun violence, right? And our dispensary community, who was the first ones who donated to our gun buybacks. So we have the private sector, we have our restorative justice, we got our CBOs, we got our city officials, we got our mayor, we got our senators, we got Willie the Wino who comes help out. Because when you think about it, everybody, you can even be behind that camera and get it. And so this is what we're doing. You heard me, Chris? Thank you for helping buy that building right there. Got a new building. Signed yesterday, escrow. One more flag for the people. I want to bring up my brother like no other, Everett Butler.
Blessed morning to you. How we doing? I want to let each and every one of you know that I want to thank you today for showing up. You see this in my hand? This was once a weapon that probably took a life, but guess what? It won't do it no more. You know why it won't do it no more? Because our boots was on the ground to go get it out of the hands of one that would. But I stand before you letting you know that I once did it. Yeah, that part. I promoted taking life at one time. But today, as I stand on the path of maturation, I don't do that no more. You gonna see me out in the parking lots putting up a sign talking about, let me get that out your hand. Let me get that out of your hand. So we can do what? Create those. Instead of taking a life, I'm here to help promote life. I'm here to help promote life. It ain't easy. I still own those negative thoughts, but guess what? I got something to do with it now. I can go talk to somebody about it. I can go put up some of a flyer like this here. Hey, let me get this out your hand, man. It ain't worth it. Sitting behind that wall for 26 years and not promise to make it back up out here. But guess what? God's plan was better than mine. His plan was better than mine, and I'm out here. So I salute each and every one of you. I salute those that I see out there in the backfield. I see us for us out there. I take the time out to salute the youth. Thank you for coming out. Truly. Thank you. Mothers Against Gun Violence. I'm going to share something with you. Annually, we're in front of City Hall for the Day of Remembrance. I'm going to tell you what touched my heart. They got a picture. Jace, youngster, lost his life 4th of July. You know what they was doing? Shooting. He was just out there to see the fireworks. You know what the picture read? Stop! Don't shoot. I want to grow up. If that ain't enough to wake you up, I don't know what will. Because it for sure got my eyes open, and I got four of them today. But guess what? We out here on all 10 to do the work, and I need you to continue to show up so the rest can grow up. Amen. Continue to show up so the youth can grow up. Yeah. One band, one sound. We all we got. I see you out there in the backfield. Thank you.
Thank you, Book. Thank you, Book. I want to thank my brother Cesar for the prayer. Amen. Mayor Breed, right, our mayor, Senator Weiner, Chief Scott, our district supervisor, Matt Dorsey, Brother Everett Butler, all the restorative justice, all the CBOs, SFPD. This is our new captain, you guys, of our district right here. Luke. My brother. We holding them accountable, y'all. All right? But everybody else who came out, thank you guys for coming out and sharing with us. And last but not least, I want to say thank you, Maddie Scott. Where's your mama at? 100 years old, y'all. Hey, like my brother Boogie said, one band,
one
boots to the ground, 10 toes to the flow. We'll see y'all Saturday, 8 a.m. Thank you.